Today's Daf Maseches Bava Metzia Daf Samech Gimel. So far in our parak, we've discussed that it's a great mitzvah to lend money to those in need, and it's a terrible violation to charge interest on that loan. The loan literally enables this person, this needy person, this lova, the person who's borrowing the money, the resources to survive and be sustained, while ribis, what we've been saying all along, is neshech. It's a diminishing of the other. The powerful words, the Maharal, Masivos Olam, Nativ Hatzdaka, the sixth parak says, Hefech mitzvah tzedaka, hi haribis, the opposite of the mitzvah of giving tzedaka, is the ribis, is the charging of interest. Ki kemoshim mitzvah tzedaka, hi chayim, just like giving tzedaka is life-sustaining, kach haribis, nishicha v'heder. So ribis is a bite, it's a causing of a loss. Kemo shekar ha-katuv ha-ribis neshech, the Torah calls it neshech, shehi nishicha v'heder ha-chayim, as we mentioned, it's like a bite, it's like a taking a chunk out of a person's life. Comes with Nachman, Anamud Beis Vardaf, and he adds a layer to our understanding. Klala de ribisa hu kol agar netar lei asur. This is explained by the Meiri. What is Rav Nachman coming to add? Saying that any additional amount of money that's payment in consideration of the reality that the lender delays collecting his money is forbidden. That's called ribis. However, Rav Nachman also teaches us that it's permitted to sell items on a payment plan, installments, tashlumim, at a high price, so long as the payment for that or those items in cash is unknown, or it doesn't have a fixed cost. Another approach is that pushing off payment is not seen as ribis because it's acceptable to pay on credit and push off payment. However, if the payment is taken care of in advance, pay all the money up front, and the item purchase is not given because the seller doesn't have it yet, this money is now a loan, and when the time comes and the item which was bought at a price lower than set market cost, that is going to constitute ribis. Shulchan Aruch Yerodeah, Simen Kuf Ayin Gimel Sif Aleph. We find the halacha that it's permissible to sell on credit at a high cost, going to pay it over time when the price is either not known or it's not fixed. For an immediate purchase, you're going to put all the money down at the beginning. It will be forbidden to sell on credit for a higher price than a fixed price. Items that have a fixed price for a long period of time, it won't be possible to set up a certain amount for a fixed price for immediate payment and a higher amount for paying on credit. Fast forward to contemporary times, a large percentage of consumer products that we go out and shop wherever we go don't have a fixed price due to the turbulence of the economy, sales promotions, stores are lowering their prices to get people in the door, competition between companies, this one's raising, this one's lowering, wants to make themselves look like a certain quality, a certain brand, and so on. And you have even excess inventories, too much, and they're starting to... So nothing is fixed. You go into one store, it's going to cost this. You go into the next store, it's going to cost way lower or way higher. You're going to have this across the board, across all kinds of products. So sellers are offering a price, and they sell in installments, so you would want to pay it in one payment, you want to pay it in five payments, whatever it is. It's basically unwritten custom that if somebody is willing to pay everything up front, however, they are given a discount, and that's not going to be considered ribis, not going to be considered charging interest, as long as that cost is not fixed.